story, perhaps, and a revelation as well. So, the past week, I was working on this Rubik's Cube, and this kid had his Rubik's Cube, and he's like, hey, can you solve my Rubik's Cube? And I was like, yeah, I can solve Rubik's Cubes. So I went ahead, and I started to solve it. I got to the place where, if you know how to solve a Rubik's Cube, you get to the top, and you need to find the three lines that forms, like, a one, or the backwards L, to the cross, in the fish. So I was at the top part to get the yellow to be whole. And it wasn't solving. And I was like, that's weird. And I was like, my brain just froze. It just was like, no, this is right, but it's not doing the right thing. So I told him, so hang on a second. So I grabbed my iPad and I'm like, okay. I'm looking through my iPad and I'm going to this Rubik's Cube site, putting in the exact coordinates of this Rubik's Cube, and you know what it tells me? It tells me, hey, this is impossible to solve. And I was like, no way. I've never seen this before. No way. So I try to look at it again, and I measure all the size, and I press, you know, the solve button. Said, this Rubik's Cube isn't possible to solve. It's not possible. And it told me, you need to flip a corner. And I was like, I need to flip a corner. So I'm like, okay, so let me try a different site. I redid the configuration, started over, got to the same spot, placed that into a new site, and yet that site again said that it is impossible to solve the Rubik's Cube. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm looking at this kid, like, kind of embarrassed, but at the same time, like, I can't solve it, because one of the corners, is it correct? It needs to be flipped. And this little kid's like, I knew this was cursed. And he's just like, he was like so sad, because Rubik's Cube couldn't be solved. But he also was like, it's okay, it's just not solvable. And a part of me was kind of saddened by that, so I went home, and I worked on my Rubik's Cube, and I worked on it for, like, hours. My brain was so combobbled, I felt like I had to re-reference the references that I had, and I got back on my groove, and I was like, no, it is solvable, everything's going right. And then I started to get this revelation, and this revelation was according to how our life is, right? We can be like the Rubik's Cube. This is going to sound a little cliche, but follow me along here. We can be like the Rubik's Cube, where we get to a certain point and we're comfortable and we're like, yes, everything's going great, it's going smooth. Then all of a sudden, things that we used to do to solve the issue isn't solvable anymore. It's impossible to solve. And we don't realize that in some place in our life, something needs to be turned around or flipped. Something needs to be redirected or corrected. And that was just so resonated in my spirit, because I was like, oh my gosh. As many times as I would have tried to solve that Rubik's Cube that kid had, it would never have been solved. It just wouldn't have been solved. Because it would have been impossible if I never even checked the site, it wouldn't have changed the probability of solving it. It just gave me a quicker reason why it wasn't able to solve. And the next hardest part about solving that Rubik's Cube that kid had would have been to figure out which corner was not correct. And it would have took me longer. However, if I would have figured out which corner it was, then I could have solved the Rubik's Cube, and then it could have been done. But that might have taken more time than I had, so I just had to hand it back to the kid. On my own time, as I was solving my Rubik's Cube, no corners were out of place, of course, and I was able to solve it very quickly and diligently. And there are things that we either see in someone else's life, and we see things aren't going the way that it's supposed to for them, I'm like, man, if only they changed that, if only they did this, if only, you know, they could solve everything else in life and everything else would be aligned. Or if we look at our own lives and we say, oh, you know, I don't know why everything's going wrong, or why things don't feel like they're going my way. And sometimes if we just sit back and just look at it and go, is anything out of place? Does something need to be flipped? Do things need to change? Do I need to redirect myself to correct certain things that may need readjusting? These are things that we need to question and ask ourselves if we come into a rut where the things that were once solvable isn't possible in the way that we used to solve it. And we need to find new ways of solving what became easy for us. So, you know, it's one of those things where it seems like, of course, yeah. But we really don't necessarily take the time to realize that. We really don't. But I wish we did. I wish we did take more time out. I wish we did, as humans, embraced the change, embrace the adjustment, embrace the corrective nature of life and the new direction. There are things that if we just embraced it instead of just feeling so perplexed and making things more complicated than what it should be, we probably would figure out more of our problems into solutions than we would be spending time trying to make something that isn't working working. Some of us are either in relationships that just aren't working, and we're trying to make it work. We're trying to solve that Rubik's Cube that just isn't solvable. Some of us are in a job that doesn't fit, and maybe if we switch departments, maybe it could work out. But we're trying to make where we are be the place to be, and really we need to flip or change things around. And this can be in all situations, whether it's work, whether it's relationships, whether it's our own individual desires, such as, okay, I want to travel more, but in order for me to travel, I need to pay down some debts. So if I don't realize if the debts are in the way, I'm going to be trying to go against the nature of the ability to solve what the problem is. I need to look at the difficulty head on. I need to be able to handle and identify the issue. And as long as I'm not identifying the issue, it's going to continue to be a problem. And a lot of us are in situations where we're continuing to be in certain circumstances where the problem isn't being solved. And sometimes it's us, and yes, other times it can be other people. But if we see the issue first, we need to step back and we need to observe. We need to re-navigate and figure out what's the best way to do this. Do I give up and hand over the problem and let it be someone else's to figure out? Or should I just not take my time to get through and find those corners where they need correcting, or those areas in life where they need correcting? Should I, or should I take the time and correct it and see what could be solved and see what could be salvable? If we don't do that in our lives, we could either be taking a risk and giving up on something too soon, or we can be giving up on something that wasn't going to last anyways. And that's the scary part about life. It's what are we going to do with the decision to figure it out or to not? I don't have an answer for you. I wish I did. In my opinion, it's better to give it a try to see what can be worked on than to give up too soon. But that's why I've learned to understand the voice of God and understand the nature of who He is, because the clarity that we see as human beings on this earth isn't as clear as we think it is, even if we've, like I said, solved situations in the same manner. We get a place in the world, or come to a place in the world where it's not solvable in the way that we used to do. What are we to do? Right? We should be going to God and saying, what do I do now? I tried everything and it's not working. I done this before and I tried it with this and it didn't work. I tried it again and it didn't work. What's not working? And there will be some things that God will say, okay, this is what's wrong. Flip this corner over here. Turn this around. Fix this. And there's some things where God goes, this is not solvable. This is impossible to solve. Not because we as humans aren't capable of doing it, he doesn't trust us to, or he's not a God who can't solve the issue. It's because it isn't for us to solve. God's saying, let this go because this isn't for you to fix. Someone else may come back and fix it, and you're going to be like, oh, if only I took my time, then I could have made that work. Lord, why didn't you have me be the problem solver? Why didn't you allow me to see the solution? And from what I experienced in life, more so than not, it's because God has something better for you to solve. Or God has something better for you to have that doesn't need fixing. When I held that Rubik's Cube in my hand of the little kid, and he was just like, okay, you want to solve it? And I had to hand it back. It wasn't for me to solve. Although I tried my best and I got a lot of information, I let him know, like, hey, this isn't solvable because a corner needs to be flipped, because something's out of place. I was able to give him information and I had to hand it back over to him because this wasn't my problem to solve, this was his. But I gave him information so that if he wants to take up the opportunity, he can. Or if he found someone else who was like, oh, I've had this issue before, I know the corner, or I can tell right away which corner it is. He may find someone who knows that. It just wasn't me to solve. But when I came home to my own Rubik's Cube, of course it felt right, and of course it felt comfortable, but at the end of the day, I even had to recorrect my mind because I was so perplexed about everything that happened, and I started to doubt my own ability in solving it, that I retaught myself to be sure that I was understanding of how the Rubik's Cube is to be solved, what it took to solve it, and areas where I can quickly fix it. So it wasn't in my disadvantage to be so perplexed. It was in my advantage to reteach myself to make sure I knew what I knew. And in the end, I did know, and I was able to solve. So in my situation, it was solvable, but I wasn't able to take that same thing in how I solved my own situation for that child. So in our lives, we may see someone else struggling and may figure out ways to help them, but we may not be able to fully help them. It doesn't mean we should sit back and just watch and see them go downhill. No, we can definitely step in and figure out ways to strategize, which is what I did with the child. Strategize with them on ways to solve it. But if it isn't our problem to solve, we need to let that person know, I can't solve this for you, and here's why. By giving that explanation, you're allowing yourself to step back from the situation, and that person knows that you didn't give up on them per se. You were trying to let them know it's not you as the individual to solve it, but they may need to find someone who can, or they're the ones to solve it for themselves. And you may find yourself in that situation right now where you're looking at everyone to solve your problem and they're looking at you like, I can't. Some people will never say they can't and will never put in that word of disencouragement towards you because they feel like, if I don't do anything, that's better than telling them I can't. I have to say, it's better to let the person know you can't instead of just looking like you gave up on them. But I digress. We need to know when to step up and when to step back for ourselves and for others. And for some things, we just have to let it go. And we can just realize that we're not the ones to solve it, whether it's for our own issue or for someone else. And if we are the ones to fix our own issue or the issue of the other individual or individuals, we need to be attuned with our strengths, with our abilities and our skills, and mostly our spiritual gifts. If we can identify the spiritual gifts what we can do in the natural outside of the spiritual will always align. We can align our spiritual gifts with our natural abilities. If my ability is to encourage, I can encourage someone who may want to give up to do better. If my spiritual gift is to be creative, then I can strategize ways for what someone has to be better than what it already was. There are ways to use our skills to help someone and someone's along the way, to a point or all the way. But if we aren't in the spirit of discernment, which is so important to understand what it is that we need to do in hearing the voice of the Lord and to strategize and maneuver in situations where God places us in, then we will either miss out on the opportunity to solve the issue, or we will step back too soon. We must continue to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, who God is, in order to know what we are to do next. Not everything that needs to be solved, we are to do. And not everything we are to do needs to be solved by us. Sometimes we need to just discern what it is for the situation, not always the person. Yeah, so I'm gonna leave that with y'all and let that soak in. And I hope you had a great week. I hope you had so far a great month. And as always, happy hibernation.